So you may recall, early in this decade, one of the very early successes of the George W. Bush administration was passing the No Child Left Behind Act. It was a bipartisan legislative initiative that brought accountability into school systems using testing and the elimination of so-called failing schools. Well, the president, Barack Obama, in his State of the Union address, his first State of the Union address, early in his administration, announced these possible strategic changes in No Child Left Behind.
Instead of rewarding failure, we only reward success. Instead of funding the status quo, we only invest in reform. Reform that raises student achievement, inspires students to excel in math and science, and turns around failing schools that steal the future of too many young Americans, from rural communities to the inner city. In the 21st century, the best anti-poverty program around is a world-class education.
Well, what do those passionately talked about ideas from the president mean in the schoolhouse? Joining us now is Dan Domenech, who's executive director of the American Association of School Administrators. He joins us from Virginia. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And Dr. Virginia Minshew is a principal at Parkview High School in Sterling, Virginia. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, you know, let's talk a little bit about what seems to be a shift in emphasis. No Child Left Behind was all about accountability and the elimination of so-called failed schools. It seems like the president wants to substitute more of a reward-based system. How do you see that, Dan Domenech?
Well, we are very excited about that change because, frankly, there were good things and bad things about No Child Left Behind. But one of the things that I really rankled educators and many parents was the very punitive elements of No Child Left Behind, where by virtue of the way that they computed things like adequate yearly progress, there were many sound, good-performing schools around the country that were labeled as failures, and many students that were labeled as failing, when really a reward, a more positive aspect to the program, as the president now suggests, I think would have done more to further the cause of closing that achievement gap.
Now, again, we don't know the specifics, but is it your understanding that the federal government would then assist schools that are having trouble measuring up to turn them around, as the president suggested in his speech?
Absolutely. We've had the opportunity to meet on a regular basis with Secretary of Education Duncan and his staff, and they're definitely focusing on what they've identified as the lowest 5%. Including about 2,000 high schools around the country that are referred to as dropout factories. And they're going to be putting a great deal of focus and attention on those schools and providing the kind of financial support that they will need, hopefully, to transform themselves.
So, Virginia Minshew, what does that mean for your students, and when can you expect maybe the cavalry to arrive there from the federal government?
Well, I agree with what Dr. Domenech said in terms of this rewards success for and positive things going on in school. I like the concept that this is rewarding growth in schools and in classrooms. There are many of us who work in school-based programs who see our teachers and our kids working extremely hard and making progress, but because on that one test day, they didn't do well on the test, all of their efforts are really devalued. And I think that what has been proposed certainly looks at a wider breadth of experiences for students and for teachers, because we do want to be held accountable.
Dr. Minshew, is there a value to continuity here? It took many years for schools to gear up to actually implement a No Child Left Behind. Is a full-scale change going to be disruptive to the classroom there in Sterling, Virginia?
You know, when I read the brief information that I have read, it's really not a total full-scale change. It's really a tweaking of some of the things that we feel as educators need to be changed. That focus on that one-time test, looking, and I can use my school as an example. We are a school who has really grown in the last 3 years, but yet this last year, I am classified as a school that did not make AYP because in two subgroups, my pass rate was 78% rather than 79%.
So it's a different way of using the data, staying with the test, more of a tweak, but something that accounts for the changing situation in your community. Dan Domenech, we've already heard about the president's program called Race to the Top, which attempts to identify best practices and reward them with cash. Do you think that figures into this program at all?
Well, I think it does. I think what we've seen the administration doing is kind of signaling their intent for the reauthorization of what we refer to now as No Child Left Behind. We saw that with the stimulus dollars that went out. We're seeing it now with the guidelines for Race to the Top. We're seeing it in the guidelines for the innovation funds that are going to become available this spring. So there's no question that the administration has been telegraphing the direction they want to take, and it very much is the carrot, more of the carrot than the stick approach.
Right.
That they're dangling dollars at a time when schools desperately need every cent they can get. I mean, you can just read here in the Washington, D.C. area, Montgomery County, Fairfax County, all the districts that are really cutting their budgets to pieces because of the lack of funding. So school systems and states are hungry for dollars, and they are jumping through hoops to qualify to get these dollars.
But there's much more federal influence in education if you count No Child Left Behind, plus these new initiatives from the Obama administration. The federal government is definitely stepping into education. Dr. Virginia Minshew is a principal at Parkview High School in Sterling, Virginia. Dan Domenech, executive director of the American Association of School Administrators. Coming up, how do you help your friends who are unemployed? That's our conversation on The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.